In Illinois, in the Democratic primary coming up in March, Jesse L. Jackson Jr. is running for re-election. The congressman is the Reverend Jesse Jackson's son. He'll be opposed in the primary by a 68-year-old man from a Chicago suburb who is also on the ballot as Jesse L. Jackson. The congressman's office is suspicious and today filed suit against the other Jackson, hoping to find out who helped him get on the ballot. Ross Baker teaches political science at Rutgers University.
It's sort of in the great tradition of American political chicanery. This kind of thing happens very often in cases in which you've got a candidate who is very popular and you find another candidate with a name either identical or similar to it to drain off votes. Particularly in primary elections, this is effective because primary elections are low-information elections. General elections, you know, you've got a Democrat and a Republican. In a primary election, you've got a Democrat going against a Democrat, a Republican against a Republican. So the normal cue that you would get in terms of the candidate's party just isn't there.
The party's not standing behind a candidate.
That's right, exactly. Right. So you really can't differentiate. So you've got two people running in the same party primary with the same name, and it's just an open invitation for confusion. And perhaps that's exactly what the opponents of Representative Jesse L. Jackson are imagining is happening with the challenge from this other Jesse L. Jackson, who apparently did not have the original middle name of L. And that seems to be the issue that's being contested at this point.
Well, let's put the issue of the initial L aside for the moment.
Sure.
The other Jesse Jackson, who's running against the incumbent in this primary, has appeared before some reporters and says, I do exist. I'm here today because there are questions about whether I do exist. I do exist. I'm here in the flesh.
Well, I don't think there's any question that he exists. I think he's very much like the John F. Kennedy in Massachusetts, who, of course, had the same name as the president and for years was able to take advantage of the fact that he and the president had precisely the same names. And I think the intention there was for voters to assume that it was the famous John F. Kennedy rather than the more obscure John F. Kennedy who was running.
You said take advantage of it. What happened there in Massachusetts?
Well, this other John F. Kennedy was enormously successful. I believe it was municipal office in Boston. And he certainly exploited the identity and the names very effectively.
Anybody else that you can think of?
Well, actually, Illinois has kind of an interesting history in this regard. In the 117th Assembly District back in 2000, there was an incumbent named Larry Woolard. He was a Democrat, and he was retiring, and the Republicans got his second cousin named Jack Woolard to run against him, which, of course, was to set up in the minds of the voters the fact that this, in fact, was the person who had represented them, was the incumbent, when, in fact, he was a Republican challenger.
Is there, though, a serious issue where somebody could be put into a race, not for their own personal gain, but to affect the outcome of the primary or the election?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. I think that you could easily come up with somebody who had the same name as a more famous candidate, put that person in simply to sow confusion and to draw votes away from the candidate with the better name. And then sometimes, of course, it just happens that you just get confusion on the part of voters who aren't terribly well informed. 1968, I suspect a lot of New Hampshire voters voted for Senator Eugene McCarthy, thinking he was Senator Joseph McCarthy.
There's really quite a difference between Eugene McCarthy, the peace candidate, and Joe McCarthy, the communist avenger.
You couldn't find two McCarthys more diametrically opposed in their political philosophies, but I suspect that Eugene McCarthy benefited from this association with the infamous Senator Joseph McCarthy.
Thank you, Professor Baker.
Okay, no.
Ross Baker, professor of political science at Rutgers University in New Jersey.